given all the criteria of a just war, maybe very few, if any, measure up to it. Can you think of a war that comes closest to fulfilling the qualities of a just war?
Well, most people, of course, cite World War II as the paradigm of a just war. In fact, it's even been called the best of all possible wars. I don't share that. I think World War II was an unnecessary war. I don't think it was a just war in terms of proportionality and discrimination. And of the 50 million people who died, most of them were civilians, and it left the world in a terrible state afterwards. It put an end to Hitler, but it didn't put an end to fascism and to the way of thinking that was represented by Hitler, because we still have neo-fascists, not only in Germany, but in Russia and the United States and elsewhere. So my view is that no modern war represents a just war. That is, I've come to be a pacifist, and I think that when one looks at the sorts of rationales that people give for war, and you strip away the propaganda and the deception and duplicity and so on of governments in trying to rally people to support wars, you strip that away, and wars are pretty awful things. And for the most part, involve enormous miscalculations on the part of government leaders. And it's easy to go back in history, and just in recent history, and see how government leaders over and over again miscalculate the effects of war. World War I, they thought, would be over in about 4 months or so. Well, it wasn't. World War II, when Hitler invaded Russia, the expectation was that it would just be a matter of a few months before they would have conquered Russia. That was obviously a mistake. The U.S. thought that in Vietnam, and now we're thinking in Iraq and Afghanistan, that those wars would be over quickly, and that if we just trained enough people to do the killing for us and on our behalf and so forth, that the world would be a better place. But we misjudged, and only after we got drawn into a long and extended conflict in Vietnam did we come to see that that simply wasn't a winnable situation. And I think we're going to find exactly the same thing in Afghanistan at the present time. And the war in Afghanistan is expanding now into Pakistan as well. I want to stress that I don't agree with the thinking of a lot of people, which is that a lot of critics say of the war in Afghanistan, who think that what's wrong with the war is that it's not winnable. That way of thinking suggests that if it were winnable, then that would be okay. I think the war is wrong whether we win it or not. I think it's unwinnable, but even if it were winnable, I think it's a wrongful war. And I don't see any war that fully meets even the criteria of the just war theory, though I don't think that that is the preferred way of evaluating war. But there's nothing in the theory itself of the just war to guarantee that there are any wars that actually satisfy those conditions. Some people have noticed that recently, and it's possible to be a what might be called a just war pacifist. That is, you might think that the just war theory is the proper theory from which to evaluate war morally, but you might conclude that no war satisfies those conditions. I happen to hold that view, not with regard to the just war theory, but I think that if one uses one's philosophical imagination, you can construct hypothetical wars that might be justified. But when I look at the wars that actually go on in the world and look at the cost, not only in terms of casualties on the battlefield, but the emotional and psychological cost, say to our troops returning from Afghanistan and Iraq, in terms of the higher incidence of suicide and drug addiction and domestic violence and so on with the post-traumatic stress syndrome. These don't get added into the casualties of war, but they're central to what war is all about. And I don't see any war that is justified when one looks at the broader picture of the human cost of those wars at the micro.